It's Tuesday, time for our weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist of the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a longtime weekly contributor to 91.9 KVCR. Last month, Dr. Husing attended a meeting at UC Riverside where business, government, education, and other civic leaders from both Riverside and San Bernardino counties gathered to figure out how to come up with a comprehensive economic strategy for our region to be able to compete with the coastal counties for higher paying jobs and qualified workers to fill those jobs, a better educated population, and a higher quality of life in the immediate and long-term future. Dr. Husing says the task of coming up with a regional economic strategy means figuring out the region's strengths and weaknesses. And that begins with asking a single question.
What does this area want to be when it grows up? What do we want it to look like? We know what's going on now, but if we look forward 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, what is it that we want this area to look like at that time? And what, if anything, can we do to get it to what we'd like to be? What are the strengths that can help us get there? What are the weaknesses? And so that's fundamentally what this is all about. It is an effort being supported out of both counties. Groups like the Inland Empire Economic Partnership, where I'm the chief economist, are involved in it. You've also had involvement, from my understanding, from both the Monday Morning Group in Riverside County and the Inland Action Group in San Bernardino. So there's been a broad look.
Universities involved as well?
There was both an economist from UCR and an economist from the University of Redlands involved.
Is this starting to happen now because maybe for the first time since the recession got over with, there is actually people who are recognizing that the Inland Empire is not auxiliary to the coastal region anymore?
Well, of course, it never really has been. That's just the view in the coastal counties.
Okay.
I mean, we've got a pretty powerful economy going in the Inland Empire. And so the question is, how do we make it more self-sufficient, less commuters, more jobs created here locally? The term for that is a better jobs housing balance. In Southern California, there's roughly 1.25 jobs for every occupied house. In the Inland Empire, it's a little over one. Orange County, it's more like 1.5. And so that's why there's a lot of commuting out of this area, and we'd like to ultimately bring that into balance.
So bringing all that into balance is what you and this group of people at this meeting called the economic strategy.
Right.
And you say that getting an economic strategy in place, you first have to look at the strengths and weaknesses of the local economy. Now, how do you determine strengths and weaknesses of the economy?
There are really a bunch of ways to do it. One is to simply watch the sectors or the clusters of sectors that are aggressively expanding or, on the other hand, that are not expanding. And analyze why is that happening, why those sectors. That's one way. A second one is there's a lot of analytical tools that you can use to understand what is really your strengths and your weaknesses in terms of the things that are growing in the economy. For instance, there's a thing called a location quotient, which really asks the question, to what extent is the growth in various sectors within the local economy stronger than or weaker than those same sectors against some baseline, such as compared to the U.S. economy?
Mm-hmm.
And that sort of identifies areas. You can go down finer than you generally can with looking at what sectors are powering it and look at more finely divided up sectors to determine that. A third is to go ask what sectors the area's leaders would like to see grow more aggressively than they are now, and then what changes are you going to have to make to the underlying determinants for that to occur? This is particularly the case in our area, for instance, for the most high-paying jobs, which are barely registering in growth in this particular area. A fourth is to go out and talk to industry leaders. And go interview them and ask them, all right, within your particular company or your particular sector, why are you here? What would allow you to do better here? If you're here, but you may be thinking about leaving, why? What's in your way? And then, frankly, for somebody that's my age, if you recall, I was here when the dinosaurs were roaming the Valley College campus. Just live here a long time and spend a good part of that time thinking about how the area has changed and what has caused that to occur. I mean, I go back to the era when Kaiser Steel was the dominant employer around mm-hmm. here. Actually, even before that, but we won't get into that.
Yeah, and we had an Air Force base over there.
We had an
there,
Air Force base.
And there
base.
Was a big railroad yard over there.
Yeah, right? All of yeah. that. Yeah. So those are five of the different ways you might go about doing it. And honestly, what you want to do is a piece of all five of them.
Okay, we will start taking inventory of the Inland Empire's specific economic strengths and weaknesses in our Tuesday morning segments throughout this coming summer. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR.